We raised a butterfly with my grandmother, of course. Something I too had never done, but my husband, Carlos, he knows all about these kinds of things. So this one time, he and I had gone to Malibu to go to the beach. We parked and we saw this butterfly, now I know, a yellow swallowtail. We saw it, but it was fluttering by, really, really fluttering by in a frenzy, like frenzy, butterfly, go, butterfly, go like that. Anyway, my husband saw it also, and he said, wow, that butterfly is about to lay its egg. And I was like, wow, how do you know? He says, well, it's in a frenzy. It's looking for the perfect place. It's looking for the perfect place to land. And so we watched it, and lo and behold, it landed, and it totally did its little thing. And it sat there for like maybe 2 minutes, and then it went away, maybe 1 minute. We looked up close, and there it was. My love, he marked kind of the spot where we were, kind of looked where the car was, looked where the address was. He knew the kind of bush it was. I think it was a honeysuckle or a milk thistle. Honeysuckle or milk thistle. We went to the beach, we spent the day, then we came back, we remembered. we remembered, and we took the little bush and we brought it home, and we brought it home to grandma. And we I should also say that on the weekends my mom would take my grandmother so that we would have time to do our own stuff. So that was a particular weekend when grandma was gone, and then when she came back on Sunday, we showed her this little new plant that we got. It was just in water, and it was keeping the milk thistle or honeysuckle alive, so that the egg, the butterfly larva, could stay alive. Well, then we explained this to Grandma. She was in awe. She could not believe that that was going to become a butterfly. It was literally a little white dot. So grandma became obsessed. When it became a little worm, a little caterpillar, and it started to move around a lot, she was really, really intrigued by it. Like, you can see she actually wanted to play with it. It was moving a lot. All it would do is eat and poop and grow, literally, like every hour it was bigger, maybe. Within 2 days it was like a full-grown caterpillar, and my grandmother had become its mother. She was absolutely obsessed with it. She would watch it for hours. This was entertainment. So remember, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and this was just amazing that she could just focus her brain on one thing, and this one thing was a thing of beauty and amazement to her. She would just stare at this little caterpillar eating away, and she would call Carlos or me, and she would say, he's gonna fall, it's gonna fall, because the caterpillar would go to the edge of the branch and eat everything, and then flip itself over backwards on the branch. Sometimes would be hanging, looking like it's gonna fall, but Carlos would guarantee her that the caterpillar was not gonna fall, and it did not fall. It would hold on, latch on, eat poop. We watched it in amazing. We had fun even picking up its poop off of the little plate. We would go on a hike. Okay, so this one particular time, Carlos and I, we could leave grandma alone for like 3 hours maximum, we felt. Probably longer, but we felt we could leave her 3 hours maximum. She was very strong. Her body was fit. She could walk. Everything was good except for her mind, her brain, her memory. So we could leave her for up to 3 hours and we would feel safe. So we would go for a hike. Now the caterpillar needed, this particular time, the caterpillar needed food. And so grandma actually sent us out on a hike. We go to Griffith Park. The whole thing, it would take maybe about 2 hours. Sometimes we would even go and do a little grocery shopping in between. Anyway, so it was all, we went hiking, we came back in 2 hours. Grandma was on the edge of her seat because the caterpillar had no food and it was on the edge of the stick, and we took too long, and here we came and we brought, she was taking such care of this caterpillar. So, cut. Let's go forward even more. So now the caterpillar goes into cocoon. Keep in mind, this is all incredible to me also. I've never experienced this. So the caterpillar goes into cocoon. We explain this to Grandma. She thinks that it's dead and she is sad and she wants to move it with her nail, and we're trying to explain to her that she really can't touch it, that it's very sensitive, that it's wrapped in silk, that all of this, that there's a baby inside, a butterfly, and that she's really, really kind of doesn't believe us, except that one time she pokes it with her nail and it moves, it pops back. And I think this, I mean, it showed me and it showed her, I think it's just like, wow, there's a life in there. And that was enough, but it wasn't enough, because we decided that we had to move it for put it up high so where she couldn't see it. But we would remind her all the time, because she would forget if it wasn't in her sight and we weren't telling her. So we put it where she couldn't reach, but we would talk about it a lot, and I would go stand by it and point and remind her. And then it would take her a little while, but she would remember that there is a butterfly in there. And then she would remember, and then she would remember that he ate, and she would remember, she would remind us that that there was a little dot, and then it became a worm, and then it became a caterpillar. And then she would, somehow it would take her to remember that that it was in there. So we could not keep our eyes that closely on it, right? So then it was, so now Carlos has it in a box, it was like a plastic terrarium kind of box, like with just a stick and some rocks and the caterpillar wrapped on the stick in its cocoon web silk. So I heard the butterfly in the box moving, which made me grab. I do have pictures and video of this. So I heard it, and I got Grandma and I got Carlos, and I said, hey, look, it's born, the little caterpillar. It was like, I saw the butterfly. It was all wet and sticky. It was like stretching itself, trying to move. It looked like I saw the veins coming to life, the colors going in it, and then it was like shaking. My grandmother was staring, and she was talking to it. She said, yo soy su mamá, yo soy su mamá, yo soy su mamá. I'm your mother, I'm your mother, I'm your mother. I couldn't believe she was saying this. And then the butterfly was shaking itself dry so it could take its first flight. And my grandmother was still saying, yo soy su mamá, yo soy su mamá. And the butterfly, it flew to her hand. It flew to her hand, and she was talking to it. She said, yo soy su mamá, yo le di de comer. I'm your mother, I gave you food, I fed you, I took care of you, I watched you the whole time when you were inside. I'm your mother. And the butterfly just crawled up to her arm, up to her shoulder. We have pictures of her kissing it on her shoulder. It was so beautiful, so beautiful. We let the butterfly in our apartment for like 2 hours. We had to explain to her in those 2 hours that we had to get the butterfly out into the world because it only had maybe like 3 weeks to live. She did not want to let the butterfly go, but we made such a ceremony of it. We put it in a box. We walked out with it. We went to the back. We walked out to the building, to the lobby. We went to the front in the courtyard, and we just released it. And my grandmother was crying, and I was crying for her, with her. We were hugging. She was a little mad at Carlos because he let the butterfly go. But we had to keep explaining to her that the butterfly has to go and make people happy. It has to flutter by, and it has to go make babies, and it has to go meet another butterfly so they can be together and fly up together in happy ecstasy. Bye.